This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Today, we have something rather special for you. Three Indigenous Nations dancers from Canada, who call themselves Odawa Wingush, are here in Kuala Lumpur for a series of performances from the 15th to the 17th of November. The members of the group are here with me today. They are Lindy Kinoshamek, Leslie McHugh, and Gillian Sutherland. Thank you for joining me, guys.
Hey. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
I'm very interested to know what the name of your group means, Odawa Wingush.
Yeah, Odawa Wingush is Ottawa Sweetgrass. And so the three of us met in Ottawa over 10 years ago, and Wingush is one of our four sacred medicines from back home. So our sweetgrass, when we take care of that medicine, we put it into a braid and we dry it out, and we light that braid on fire and we use the smoke to smudge with. And so that medicine is typically a woman's medicine, and we say it's the hair of Mother Earth. Mm-hmm. So because there's three dancers, and traditionally in a braid there's three sections, it represents our past, our present, and our future, and some say our mind, our body, and our spirit. So it's the three of us intertwining together to become one group.
So when you say First Nations, that's a term that's quite uniquely Canadian.
Yes. So in Canada, there are three different Indigenous groups: First Nations, Métis, and Inuit. So First Nations would refer to our groups.
Ah, I see. Mm-hmm. So in your cases, though, each of you come from different First Nations communities?
Correct.
How did the three of you get together?
Yeah, so Ottawa is Canada's capital, and we all happen to work there, and we're all involved in raising cultural awareness and breaking stereotypes through dance. And we became really good friends when we lived in Ottawa, and so we formed the group, and we've been performing and dancing together ever since. And so that's kind of how we came together. But you're right, we are from different Indigenous nations from across Ontario. My community is about an hour and a half away from Toronto. It's called Wishkigamong, or Curve Lake First Nation.
And Lindy, what about yourself?
My community is the Wequamacong Unceded First Nation. That's on Manitoulin Island in Ontario, Canada. And it's actually the largest freshwater island in the world.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And my community is Fort Albany First Nation. It's in Northern Ontario, and it's a fly-in remote community.
So when you say that you guys are from different communities, does that mean that you also have significantly different performance and dance traditions?
Yeah, our communities have different traditions and different cultural traditions amongst our groups, and we also speak different languages. Mm-hmm. Jill's language or community is Cree. Lindy and I both speak Ojibwe, but because our communities are about 8 hours away, we speak different dialects. So we're trying to speak it at home and start to be fluent. But the majority of Ontario speaks Lindy's dialect.
Mm. And so when you come together to put together a joint performance group, what does that mean?
Yeah, we love to showcase our own styles because we've been dancing for so long, and we're each very accomplished, and we have our own styles. But we also love to collaborate and put together new things. Mm-hmm. So we like putting together the traditional style steps, but also maybe contemporizing it a little bit.
Yeah, and we, for the performances that we're doing here, we're doing something called a team dance, which means when we came together to create the work, we decided moves and steps that are meaningful to us, and finding ways to blend those moves together. And so some of the moves or the dances that you're going to see, we do our moves in unison, which is really exciting. And then we tried something new just for Malaysia. We have incorporated this time the hoop dance, which is actually a dance or a style that originates from southwestern United States. But we've brought that dance in because it's a dance that brings healing and medicine to the people. So we thought that it would be an exciting thing to share with Malaysia.
So even just from what you've described, dance for many Indigenous nations, I think, are not just performance. It's also mm-hmm. a part of many different traditions and practices that happen within the community. Mm-hmm. Could you explain the various roles that dance plays?
Yeah, dance is vital. It's crucial in us passing on knowledge and passing on history and passing on meaning within our communities. In Canada, from about 1880 until 1951, it was illegal for us to practice our cultural dances.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it was illegal for us to practice our dances, speak our language, to share and to be proud of who we are. And so part of Odawa Wingash is also to be that role model for the next generations and to kind of continue that legacy of sharing who we are so that the next generations coming after us can be proud and to be to celebrate who we are and without shame. So that's what we do when we dance. We dance for those who can't, for our ancestors who weren't allowed, and for future generations moving forward.
Mm. Yeah, and honoring all those ancestors that did carry on those traditions when it was outlawed. Like, they had to be very strong to continue that knowledge and carry it on to the next generation. So we always think of those things whenever we dance.
Yeah, and I think that's something like a lot of people don't talk about is Canada does have that history of suppressing our culture. And, you know, it's the younger generations who are starting to bring it back. And some of, like Lindy mentioned, some of those people who, even though they weren't allowed, continue to hold those traditions and dances and things within our communities.
How did each of you learn your dances?
So I started dancing about 8 years ago now. And I grew up going to powwows and watching, and I could sit at a powwow all day. So a powwow is our social gathering. And it's kind of like a festival. We get together, we dance, there's food, there's sharing. And traditionally it was more of a social thing, but now it's become open to others to come in and join the circle and learn with us. Mm-hmm. And so,
yeah, that's a really great description. Not all Indigenous nations across Canada celebrate in powwows, but it's a great place for us to come together that we can do dances in unison. So Jill talked a little bit about intertribal or internation dancing, which means that we can celebrate and share in some of the same songs and music, which is really important. And normally there are every weekend all across Turtle Island, and that's what we call North America, Turtle Island, because it links us to our creation stories. Mm-hmm. And they're every weekend, and even in Hawaii, which we haven't gone to yet, but we're going to make it a...
One day.
We're going to make it a thing to happen.
Yeah. And how did the both of you first start dancing the dances of your people?
Yeah, I had danced when I was very, very young, and then it kind of got away from me for all those middle years. And when I moved away from home, really, is when I really started to pick it back up again and got really connected to my culture. I guess being away from my home made me want to reconnect, and that's how I really became connected to dance and storytelling and every aspect of my culture.
Yeah, I started dancing when I was really small. Even before I could start walking, we were bouncing on the beat. And actually, I'm one of the only family members. I think I have two other cousins who dance, but there's not too many people in my family who dance. But I've been dancing since I was really little. So I've danced every style, but the style that I'm dancing now is women's traditional, which is a more elegant style of dance that keeps a connection to Mother Earth or the ground at all times. Mm. But it was always important for me to continue dancing because it wasn't as celebrated when I went to school, and it was kind of frowned upon when people would find out that we were going to a powwow on the weekend or when we were going to travel to a ceremony or do some cultural things. So it's important to me to continue that on so that my younger cousins and family members can be proud of that.
How challenging is it for you now to continue this tradition and to encourage more people to continue dancing?
Yeah, we really like connecting to the younger generation and trying to inspire them and provide them with as much knowledge as we can. We like passing on anything we've learned because that's the way we've picked it up, is through watching other people, through listening to many of our elders and knowledge keepers and watching their movements and what they do. And so we just like to be that example for that next generation.
Mm-hmm. And it can be tough, I think, to continue doing this while trying also to hold full-time jobs. We also work a lot within the Indigenous arts community and the arts community at large. So I think it's hard to find a balance in between both. But like Lindy said, it's important, and it's important for future generations that we show them that it's okay to be proud of who you are and to celebrate who we are. And that's why we like to do a lot of cultural workshops and why we like to travel to places like Malaysia so that we can share a little bit more about Indigenous culture and what happens over in Canada. And we're happy to share that.
Well, so speaking of traveling, you know, why do you travel? Why do you bring over your performances to other countries?
I think just bringing a general awareness to Indigenous people in Canada. We do that, you know, very often in Canada because it's very surprising to know how many people don't know a lot about our people and our dances and traditions. So it's just kind of what we do. Like, it just feels so natural to do that and to just do it anywhere.
Yep. Dancing is also a way that we heal naturally. So it's important that we can share that with other people so that we can bring an awareness there. But it also gives us a platform to talk about other issues that are happening in Canada. Missing and murdered Indigenous women is a huge issue in Canada. Clean drinking water for Indigenous communities. So it also gives us a platform to talk about some of those issues, but while we're laughing, learning, and dancing together.
Do you also connect with other Indigenous communities when you travel outside of Canada?
Yeah, I think it's vital. It's important that we're acknowledging the Indigenous nations of the lands that we're entering into, that we're giving thanks, that we're acknowledging those people and thanking them for allowing us to be here. And that's why it was so important for us when we had the opportunity to come that we wanted to connect with the nations here. So that's what we're going to do tomorrow, which is really exciting for us, that we're going to share a little bit about what we know, and hopefully they're going to share a little bit what they know and see where it goes.
This is going to be at the Ma Mary Cultural Village.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what will that be? Because you're doing a series of performances, but the one that you're doing tomorrow will actually be a sort of a collaborative performance with the local Indigenous communities.
Mm-hmm. So we'll share our specific dances and the stories behind them. And that's an opportunity we'll have to kind of expand on those dances and take questions and kind of show pieces of our regalia, which are part of our own story and our own histories, and then share it with them and see what comes out of that.
Yeah.
And they will be performing as well alongside you.
Yeah, so we're going to do like a little bit of sharing from our side, they're sharing from their side, and then hopefully we'll see if there's any similarities or things that we can explore while we're in the room together, which is exciting. And when we had the opportunity through the High Commission of Canada and also the Ministry of Tourism and Culture with Malaysia, we told them that that was something that was really important to us. So they helped us to get in contact with them and helped organize things for us. So we're grateful for that.
You mentioned how your performances are also a way to highlight the issues that Indigenous communities in Canada are facing. So when you do travel and you meet up with other Indigenous people from around the world, do you find those points of connections as well, the same frustrations or the same challenges that they face?
Yeah, I think it's different wherever you go, but a lot of Indigenous people from different lands, we kind of find that there are a lot of similarities in the way that we've struggled and been oppressed by governments and through long histories with colonialism. The similarities are a lot.
Yeah, the beautiful thing is too that we also have similarities in resilience. Mm-hmm. And so it's important for us to recognize, you know, the struggles that we've both gone through, but recognize that we are resilient, we are strong, and we are still here.
Mm. And we're lifelong learners. So anytime we go into a space like that, we're always learning from the people there. And if we can ever take something that, you know, they've done to help their culture survive and thrive, then that's something maybe we might want to try or bring back to Turtle Island and share with our people and the people we work with.
Yeah, that knowledge sharing is really important.
Mm. So you mentioned earlier that you do also sort of contemporize the dances that you perform. I'm quite curious to know how that works. Mm-hmm. So when you decide to modernize it, where's that balance?
There's a couple different places. Jill's dance is a really great example of something that's been contemporized through the powwow community.
Right. So my dance is the fancy shawl dance. Traditionally, women would dance stationary, very graceful and elegant, holding their shawl in their arm. But watching the men who were more fast moving, fancier steps, our women wanted to do the same. So they kind of took that shawl, threw it around their bodies, and then basically mimicked the butterfly. So it became like a fast pace, fancy footwork dance, mm-hmm. and it's the newest style for women.
Mm-hmm. Something you definitely want to come see. Mm-hmm. Jill is very humble, but watching her fly across the stage is something that you don't want to miss while we're here, for sure.
And it's also a great example of how these are living traditions and they mm-hmm. evolve as well. They're not something that's sort of just stuck in a particular time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we always say that we kind of walk with one foot in each world. We're walking with a foot in the traditional world. We're walking with a foot in the contemporary world. And so we try to blend that with some of the dance moves and the meanings that some of those moves have to us, but also the music. So some of the music that you're going to hear while we're here in Malaysia is a tribe called Red. If you haven't heard of them, you need to download their music. They're amazing. And they've given us permission to use one of their music that blends electronic kind of themes with traditional powwow music.
And what other dances will we be seeing?
We've been practicing with a dance style called a hoop dance. And we just have a few hoops that we use, and they're representative of our
connection together.
Yeah.
And the main image that you get to see is the eagle or the megazin, which is an animal in a lot of our stories that has been a helper. That animal has helped to send messages, is one of the animals that sees the farthest and flies the highest, and we hold it in high regard when we perform. So you see that. But Lindy also does the prairie chicken dance in our performance.
Yeah, that's my style of dance. The prairie chicken dance comes from a dream, and it was given to a young hunter who was trying to find food for his family, came across this group of prairie chickens out on the field, and when he was finally able to catch one of the prairie chickens, he was doing this funny dance, but he didn't know what he was doing. And anyway, he was able to feed his family that night, and the spirit of the prairie chicken came to him in a dream, and he asked the young hunter, "Why did you take my life just then?" And he didn't have a good answer, and so the spirit of that prairie chicken wanted to help that young hunter on his journey. And he told him that you interrupted that cycle of life at a very important moment. He was doing the mating dance, and without the mating dance, then you can't continue on the next generation. And so he told him that you have to be aware of, you know, the cycle of life and the seasons, and you have to be in touch with those things. And so he said, "I'm going to teach you this dance, and every time you do this dance, I want you to tell this story and share it with the people." And so it just reminds ourselves of our connection with the animals and the plant world and all those things.
My dance is women's traditional. It's one of the styles that Jill was talking a little bit more about, where women wear the shawls on their arms, and it's a little bit more elegant and graceful. It keeps one foot on the ground at all times, so we keep that connection. And it also talks about how our women are ogichita kwe, which means warrior women. We're the backbones of community. We're life givers, life sustainers, and water carriers. So that dance is also incorporated. And then we do the team dance, where some of our moves are in unison and we've collaborated together through rehearsal.
And that's the one that brings together different moves from the different communities?
Yes. Yeah. So it's really exciting. We're excited to blend everything together and to have a full performance while we're here.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be great. Thank you so much for coming and talking to me about it.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having us. And to everybody in Malaysia that's helped bring us here.
I've been speaking with Lindy Kinoshameg, Leslie McHugh, and Gillian Sutherland of the dance group Odawa Wingush. They are First Nations or Indigenous dancers from Canada who are here in Kuala Lumpur for a series of performances from the 15th to the 17th of November. For more information on their shows, visit facebook.com/CanadaMalaysia. If you've missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my, on our BFM app, or on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.